Freakonomics Easter edition 2024. Just kind of tell us where you are. I'm going to go back and do this. Ivy and I were talking about this over the weekend. Back on January the 20th, 2021, I told everyone, write down what the prices are. Right? Write down what your prices are. Write things down. Keep track of what you're paying for your mortgage, for your electric bill, for gasoline, whatever it is, your staples, your groceries, whatever. I told you on January 20th, 2021, write that down. Keep track of it. I did that. January 20th, and it's posted on my wall right here. I've got it right here posted next to me all the time. Gas was $2.29 a gallon. Interest rates were 2.25 for a 30-year fixed mortgage. 2.25 were the interest rates in 21. Stock market had closed at 30,800. Now it's close to 40,000, so that's great. GDP growth for third quarter was 33%. Of course, that was coming out of COVID. We had the best economy ever until COVID. No new wars or conflicts. North Korea had been under control. ISIS had not been heard from in over 3 years. There's one I put down. ISIS had not been heard of. Russia would weigh in on that right now. The housing market was the strongest it had been in years. Homes had appreciated at great rates. Unemployment was 6.7% despite COVID. It got better, but we all know that a lot of that is part-time jobs. So, the Bidenomics Easter edition, here we go, under Joe Biden. Chocolate was up 295%. Eggs, plus 49%. Beef roasts, plus 29%. Biscuits, rolls, muffins, plus 26%. Candy, plus 24%. Cupcakes and cakes, 24%. Salad, 18%. Ham, 17%. By the way, my source, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, gives me those numbers, all right? And Professor Peter Moretti of the University of Maryland also weighed in on Bidenomics, which they keep trying to tell us how great it is. He seems to have a different opinion. Listen.
There are only seven states that are going to determine this election. Let's look at Michigan. Now, he went in there with his very pro-union stance. He basically approved and promoted the UAW getting these huge pay increases. So those guys probably will pull the lever for Joe Biden. But everybody else in Michigan has to pay a lot more for a car. They may not be in a situation where they can use an electric vehicle, and he's pushing them to give up their internal combustion engines and so forth. Joe Biden trails Donald Trump badly. Why? A lot of Biden's policies benefit 1 in 5 Americans, so they are happy. The rest of us, not so good.
Not so good. By the way, if you're looking for an electric car, if you really are in the market, Fisker. On the verge of bankruptcy. These are cool-looking vehicles. I won't kid you, but good Lord, do you want an EV? Fisker, a startup out of California teetering on bankruptcy, has dropped vehicles from $62,000 to $37,000. Yeah, they've cut the price $25,000. They did that over the weekend. So if you want a Fisker, baby, if you want an EV, yeah, you won't have a company standing behind it because they're on their way out. They got refused financing from another company, so they're in their death roll. But you can still save $25,000 if you buy a $37,000 EV, you might also get $7,500 from the government. You might be down to $29,500. You might be down to $29,500 on a brand new EV. That'll be a really nice car. You can't park it in your garage. You want to burn the house down, you know. Not seeing the Fisker catch on fire, but generally speaking, not safe. All right, Bill Maher spent most of Friday night hammering on those that lied to the world and to America about COVID. He's on this. Lockdowns, the vaccine mandates, all of it. Bill Maher came out swinging. Listen.
But 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing, well, we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others. And the people who got it wrong don't seem to want to acknowledge that now. Some people said closing schools for so long was pointless and would cause much worse collateral damage to kids, and they were right. Thank you. Don't be afraid. 4 years ago, the Daily Beast ran a story with the headline, Bill Maher pushes Steve Bannon Wuhan lab conspiracy theory, which was typical of the mainstream media at the time. Of course, it wasn't a conspiracy theory. And it wasn't owned by Steve Bannon. And now everyone, including the Biden administration, admits there's at least a 50-50 chance that the virus could have begun in the lab in Wuhan that was doing gain-of-function research on that virus. Duh.
Duh. Yeah, no kidding. And how about all of those instructions we were subjected to? How about those, Bill? Is what he said.
We were told to wash our hands every 5 minutes and don't ever touch your face. And if you absolutely must go to the beach, for the sake of all that's holy, wear a mask. Outside? Because the last thing you would want to do when a disease is afoot is get fresh air and sunshine and vitamin D. No, much better to stay locked up, stressed out, and day drinking.
Well, that's how I heard people approached it. And not me, of course. That would have been inappropriate. So now I just got my Patriot Supplies brand new Grid Doctor 300 solar generator system. What a cool system. It can charge your phones and your computers and everything else, and it can sit there and be charged up by this great solar generator grid. Some things work this way, not everything. We're all getting the sense that we're being lied to, of course, and that's because we are. Suspicious events keep happening. Even worse, it's hard to believe what anyone has to say about it, except me, of course. And we all know the mainstream media has its own agenda, and that's why you need to trust your gut. Take action. The time to prepare is now. You might be a little behind, but you can catch up. Get started at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Load up on three-month emergency food kits packed with ready-hour foods from My Patriot Supply. You'll save $200 per kit. Serving over 3 million families since 2008, My Patriot Supply is equipped to help yours achieve self-reliance. These kits provide over 2,000 calories a day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com. Stock up on as many kits as you need from My Patriot Supply. They ship fast, they ship free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. Order by 3 o'clock today. Your order will ship the same day. Save $200 per kit. Again, go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com. I'm looking forward to you being prepared right along me and the family. This is The Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.